Well, we had Matty Rogers on earlier talking league and very, very enthusiastically about the Reds. So let's go to Reds lock forward, Ryan Smith, joining us now. Morning, Ryan.
Morning. How are you going?
Good. Things are going beautifully, mate, aren't they? Third on the ladder. You've rolled You've rolled the Chiefs. It's things are happy down at Ballymore.
Oh, no, it's a really great place to come in at the moment. It's a great environment. You know, we're pretty lucky. We got some new facilities, new coaches, and even some new players down here. So, yeah, it's a great vibe.
Yeah, and I sense, Ryan, that, you know, you've had 4 years in maroon slash red. I feel many of your teammates are right in the prime, just about to really continue to enjoy that success.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've sounded a little bit like a broken record the last 4 years, banging on about how much of a young side we are, and I don't think we can quite say that anymore. You know, there's a lot of experience and a lot of guys, you know, either having had already 50 caps or nearing towards 50 caps. So we've got some experience on our side this year, and we're going pretty well, and it's just a great place to really enjoyable footy, and it's great environment.
And we see as well, you know, with selections for this week, that there's depth in this squad too, Ryan.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's something that we've built on, and you know, the guys in the top office have done a great job building a big roster there. And you know, we've just always talked about, especially in the forwards, that you know, we want to be the best forward pack in the comp, and we want the second best forward pack in the comp to be the guys we're training against every week. So yeah, we've really been pushing pretty hard at training, and come out of some trainings pretty bashed up, but it's just serving us well.
Mate, and I read that Les is really basing your attacking flair on very sound defence, making sure that that's down pat.
Yeah, 100%. We're sort of talking about how the defence can serve our attack. You know, if we're comfortable and trusting in the guys next to us, that, you know, we can fill the field pretty well and be pretty spread out in defence, and, you know, work hard for each other. Then if we're lucky enough to get a little turnover or something there, that we're already in really good positions to attack, rather than, you know, having a scramble and take 2-3 phases to get into a good shape and into a good rhythm. You know, we'd just be able to turn around and start attacking straight away. So yeah, it's been a great philosophy and been working well.
Yeah, and you've got the athleticism to go with it. We've just been talking about Griffin Neame from the Cowboys, who had zero missed tackles in a game. You've done it for three rounds, 43 in a row.
No, going pretty well there with the tackles, but it's something we've been working on, and just trusting the guys, and it makes it easy to make your tackles when you trust the guys next to you that you know they're going to fly in and help you out with them. So it's been good.
Hey, I know you big forwards hate to talk about the backs because you couldn't care less about them, but tell us a little bit more about young Harry McLachlan Phillips.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I've got him next to me in my locker, so we spend a bit of time together. He's just a really good, humble kid, and he's keen to learn and really hungry for knowledge. And you always see him sitting next to James O'Connor, Lawson Crichton, Tom Liner. Those four guys are always sort of sitting together and bouncing ideas off each other. And he's a really great kid and just keen to attack it all. And he puts everything into it. He's definitely not afraid of the physicality stuff too. So yeah, we've got a bit of respect for him there. He's pretty tough kid.
Yeah, he comes in at the expense of Tom Liner. Do you see that as a bit of management, keeping them as fresh as they possibly can for the whole season?
Yeah, I think so. I think Tom's been doing a great job, and Harry likewise off the bench. So I think it's just purely at managing those guys, and you know, they've both got some really good strengths that the other may be working on. So I think Les is lucky in the fact that he can kind of use them in tandem and kind of pick and choose which kind of attacks style is going to work best against the team we're playing at the weekend. So yeah, it's been a real luxury that we've got some real depth in those positions and two class guys, James O'Connor and Lawson Crichton, who are there to back up if needed as well.
Hey, any talk about Taniela tomorrow night?
Oh, I think just trying to stay as quiet as possible about Taniela. I don't want to
he's too big to argue with.
Belly, but, 100%. Yeah, it'll be really good to play against those guys. You know, we've trained together for a long time, and I'm looking forward to playing against them.
You're dead right. I mean, we all know that the financial dramas that have beset this club, and yet they've won two out of three. It has to go into the category of a little bit of a danger game, just with their mindset alone, I suppose, because they're almost under siege, aren't they?
100%, you know, they might as well throw everything into it, you know. It's only going to serve them later down the track in the season, and they've got a really great roster. And, you know, similar to what we're seeing is they've got some great depth and guys able to step in, and, you know, they've been doing great stuff. They're, you know, same points, same wins, losses as us this year, 2 wins, 1 loss. So they're in a great position as well, and they got the home ground advantage. So it'll be a great game, and the pitch down there serves fast-running rugby, and you might see some cramps in the later end from that muddy deck, but it's a good atmosphere in Amy Park.
Imagine if Taniela cramps up in the calf. Man, that's a big cramp.
Take about 6 physios to get through that.
Well, I was so interested to see. Look, in Salakai Loto is playing for the Rebels against you as well as Taniela. I couldn't believe when I found it. He's 27. I thought he was older than that.
Yeah.
He's just come back from England. Is that right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I was really lucky when I came into the Reds. Luke Kahn was the starting lock here, and I learned a lot of stuff off of him. And then, yeah, he got over to Northampton and played a season or two there. And then he's come back and, you know, he's spent a bit of time in the Wallabies camp as well. So, yeah, mate, he's a test lock and be a really good battle there in the middle. He's really experienced and, yeah, I got a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, well said. Scrummaging interests me. You know, the amount of work that goes into an actual scrum in the contest. I can only imagine what you have to go through at practice. You know, what are the priorities when you are practicing scrummaging?
Yeah, it sort of changes a lot. There's lots of things that go into it. We kind of do a lot of preview about what the referees are actually reffing and what rules and laws they're picking up, and just really trying to paint good pictures to the referees, you know. I'm not going to knock the refs, but, you know, sometimes they're backs and halfbacks and things, so they might not have been in a scrum, but we just got to paint the pictures that they're really looking for. So spend a lot of time in getting really stable setups. A lot of the time they're looking to the teams to be really settled and stable before the hit. So, yeah, spend a lot of time purely just doing setups, which is a bit nicer than slamming into each other. But then, yeah, at the same time, you've got to get it time under tension, and we're trying to look to scrum as long and as strong as possible. So, yeah, lots of time under tension there with the two packs going at each other at training.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Yeah, well, it's been a highlight so far for the season. Hey, now, just very quickly, you'll be looking at ticking the box with a win over the Rebels and then jumping on a relatively early flight on Saturday. So you're back for this Australian Club Rugby Championship. We had Ben McCormack on the show yesterday. It's going to be a huge day at Crosby Road.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I think there's a country game on, so that'll be good fun early. And then the Canberra v West game will be a cracker as well. There's some old brothers guys coaching in the Canberra team as well, so it's a bit of a brothers reunion. And then, yeah, the big one, Brothers Randwick, will be an awesome game. Can't wait. I think I'll try and be on my best behaviour coming back from Melbourne so I can get a good spot and a good seat.
It's going to be at a premium, I understand. And they tell me, as I mentioned, that the likes of Paul McLean and the legends of the game are down there manning the can bar, mate.
Yeah, they're usually up the top there in the Hobbit's Bar. It's pretty bit of a spin out when you first go down to Brothers. And, yeah, exactly, Paul McLean or Tony Shaw or someone's cooking you a sausage and hands it to you. It's a bit of a spin out. But, yeah, it's just you get pretty used to it because they're there week in, week out. So it's an awesome club down there at Brothers.
Yeah.
All right.
He's ironing his apron as we speak, I reckon.
He's ready. Yeah.
Hey, good stuff, Rod. Great to chat to you. And yeah, look, it's just lovely when you get a winning start to this. Everyone wants to give you a little pat on the back. You've just got to keep it real now for a while, haven't you? And keep on going and doing what Les and the coaches want of you.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we can't get ahead of ourselves. It's only week 3, so we need to put on back-to-back performances and keep doing it. You know, we've got a couple games on the road now, and then before we're back at Suncorp. So, yeah, as many fans can come out to that Suncorp game as possible, it really serves us well.
Good stuff. A good one to look forward to, this one.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Go well tomorrow
night. Thanks, guys.